gets me, and I'm taking the first job that's hiring.
All right, how'd you like that? I miss Pavement. That was awesome. That was Pavement, of course, from the, I want to say 97 record, Bright in the Corners, which is like my favorite Pavement record. We heard Stereo. God, so great. And Stephen Malkmus is still doing his thing. So he's still got his band, The Jicks, and they're so good. And I don't know, maybe I'll play something from them later. We'll see. The time is 6:35. I'm Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And it's my last show of the summer. So it's still June, but I'll be away until, it looks like September. So there we go. I'm just going to play whatever I like. I've decided to go for it. Because, you know, I care, but I don't. What I'm trying to say is that my show technically is Canadian music, but whatever. I'm playing independent music, and I'm just going to play my sort of, you know, guilty pleasures, if you will. Yeah. So, anyways, listen to my show every second Wednesday. And actually, I say that. My show is every second Wednesday, but you got to wait until September to come back. So 6:30 until 8. And CITR is a place to be. Now, what do I have next? Oh, Catlow. So, we do have some Canadian stuff coming up right now. Catlow is somebody I know from a long time ago. That would be Natasha Thirsk. And I used to be in a band in the day called Clover Honey. And she was in a band called the Dirt Mitts. And we used to play a lot of shows together. Very similar kind of vibe, both of our bands. Like, we were a girl band, myself and two other girls. And it was her and, let me think, there was Jen. They were a co-ed band. And fast forward to this record, which was released back in 2012. This one features Natasha and three other people. So Jay Sly, Jay Schneider, and B. Follette. Actually, it says right here, tracks on the album were co-written with different people, such as Dave Hodge is one of them, actually. Jamie DeSilvio, interestingly enough, of Brand Van 3000. Remember those guys? I do. And so anyways, we're going to hear the song Red Leaves. This is track number two off the record Pinkly Things. And yeah, whoops. Let's turn that off. That would help. Aha, much better. All right. So Natasha is on tour actually right now with the band Catlow, her band Catlow, and Barry. Anyone know Barry? Barry from, I'm trying to think what bands he was in. Oh, I'm trying to think. I know all of his, the band's names all at this moment. Oh, the Doers, of course. The Doers. Barry from the Doers. Barry from, what band were they in? That, I'm trying to think. Him and Sean Maxey. So him and Sean Maxey go way back to like Chilliwack. And they've been in an assortment of bands together. All right. Let's move on. Let me stop talking and let's hear some Catlow. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah. Even though it's bright and sunny outside, are you still an emotional mess on the inside? Well, then come check out Angry and Afraid, the therapeutic comedy show about all our hates and fears, featuring stand-up and sketch comedy. Saturday, July 14th at Little Mountain Gallery at Main and 26th in Vancouver. Doors are at 8 and the show is at 8:30. Plus, we got $4 beers. Go to facebook.com/angryandafraid for details. That's facebook.com/angryandafraid. Let's get emotional, summer style.
All right, that right there, folks, is the Clorox Girls. I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs. That is from their record. It's just self-titled. It's from, I should know what year, around like mid-2000s or so. Those guys are from Portland, the Clorox Girls. And now there is a new band that I just played prior to that. They're called Maniac, and they just played Vancouver last week. And that features Justin, I think it's pronounced Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R. Maurer? Maurer? Sounds quite German or French. Anyways, Maniac, that's him from Portland, of course, with the song we heard, Neutral Libido. Their new record was just released like this month, June of 2018. It's called Dead Dance Club. I never got a chance to see them. I wish I did. But they played with some really killer local bands, and it was on a Tuesday night, so that, yeah. There you go. Before that, of course, was Catlow, as I mentioned. It is 6:48, and the station is CITR. We're going to move on and hear something from, Beirut. I like the song a lot. It's one of my favorites. This is off their 2012 or so record, something like that. Called Riptide, The Riptide. And it's Santa Fe. This is, I think, probably their biggest hit, if you will. A friend of mine actually went on tour with Beirut. Jess, my lovely friend Jess. She's a tour managing assistant person. And yeah, I was like, Beirut, that's pretty cool. And there you go. That's the story. That's all I got. That's my big connection. I guess I have 1 degree of separation. I don't know. 6:49. This here, anyways, is Beirut on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And if you've never seen the video for this song, Santa Fe, you please have to see it. It's so sharp and funny and dark and hilarious all at the same time. It's comedically brilliant and dark. Anyways, this is Beirut.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Virginia.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
the CM, the CIA, take him clean and sep. Hydra CM, the CM, the CIA, and the Scaglia, to lead sin, who must we must stale.
If I go veil in my mind, I could turn to reality. I would leave you behind, put you far away from me. Through this veil I would find, I could see my mortality. I could see it stare back at me. I could see him point. I saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my hands. Well, everything was fire engine red, and all the gutter kitchens sang. Ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba. Just as a point of departure, could this veil grow? But the truth that I harbor has no veil to make you cry. What a shame, there is no cure for a fear of things that die, for the need to tell a lie, for a dryness in the eye. Today I saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my head. Was fire engine red, and all the black gods they sang.
That right there is the band The Deadly Snakes with one of my most favorite songs of all time, Gore Veil. It's so beautiful and it's so tragic. It's about suicide, actually. Yeah, those guys, the Deadly Stinks, are no longer. They were out of Toronto, and wow, if you ever got a chance to see them live, wow, you were very fortunate, because they were like, they had horns, they were a big band, and they did it all. My old band played with them. Yeah, North by Northwest. That's right, it was in North by Northwest. Yes, and it was awesome. It was such a great bill. We played with the Flashing Lights. Oh, I should play the Flashing Lights too. Yeah, anyways, so enough of that. Enough of my, you know, memory lane wandering. But there you go, Deadly Stinks. Now, the guy's name is Andre Ethier, or Ethier, depending on how you want to say it. A-N-D-R-E, second word, E-T-H-I-E-R. And he shares his name with a major league player whose team I forget. But and he's playing right now, this guy. He's playing in the big leagues. And I'm like, wait a second, that's not the same Andre Ethier I know. But I don't know, the team escapes me. But there you go, that's the Deadly Stinks. All right, before that, we heard something from the band out of Modesto, California, Granddaddy. Those guys are so killer as well. That was like the big song back in the day that I just loved, from their 2000 record, The Software Slump, Crystal Lake. Oh, wow. And then before that, we heard something from local band Glad Rags with a new song, Population 101. They are female, and I don't know what to tell you. Just there you go. That's them. The time is 7. Is it 07? 7:07. Yep. And my name is Anita B. I'm with you all until 8 o'clock until September. Hey, that means I only have 53 more minutes. Everything is coming to an end right now in my life. Hopefully my life continues. Wow, is that a weird sort of sign? Because I played the song Don't Take Your Life just previously. Well, okay. Don't worry, I won't. But if it all does end, all signs pointed to it. No, because my school year's over. I'm a teacher. My radio show's over for the summer. So what else is over? That's it, I think. I think we're pretty good. My baseball season is still going. That's right. So that's okay. All right, yeah. Okay, what do I have next? Oh, I'm going to play something from 1981, and this was a hit, but I don't care. I'm just going to play it. I'm going to play the song Betty Davis Eyes, because it's such a great song. And this is Kim Carnes. The station is CITR. Whoa, what was that? What's wrong with me? Let me kill that. Let's try this again. Are we good? Let's see. Oh, yeah, we're good. Okay, this is Kim Carnes from the record Mistaken Identity, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
She'll expose you when she Friday, July 6th, the Rickshaw Theater. Come see Canada's punk rock legends DOA celebrate their 40th year of rabble-rousing. DOA headlines the first annual Fight Back Festival along with Punk Ska Legends Roots Roundup. It's a fabulous, non-stop 10-band bill that will blow your doors off. Hardcore to pop punk to ska to roots. Don't miss the first annual Fight Back Festival, Friday, July 6th.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I love that song. That is the Raconteurs from their 06-ish or so record entitled Broken Boy Soldiers. We heard their big hit there called Steady As She Goes. Now, I did not know this, but that record was actually recorded in Detroit at Brendan Benson's house. He has an in-house recording studio, which is very cool. And I like Brendan Benson. So if you have a chance to listen to his stuff is really good too. So of course it's Jack White, Brendan Benson, and two other guys. No, but the other two are in a band called the Greenhorns. There you go. And what can I tell you other than that? Oh, we're going to hear some MC5 next, speaking of Detroit. Oh, and I'm going to be in Detroit for the next couple months. So I'm excited about that. Actually, interestingly enough, the next song I'm going to play is called Motor City is Burning. And I'm hoping my house, fingers crossed, is still unburnt. Okay. So anyways, but we'll get to that in a sec. So before the Raconteurs, we heard, right, The Chains of Love. I love I quite like Chains of Love. Now, those guys are no longer, but they were out of Vancouver. They broke up, a few-ish years ago, maybe 4-ish years ago. We heard their song Lately from the record Strange Gray Days. Love those guys. Such a great band. Two girls in that band. I don't know their names, but I know that the band itself, co-ed band, of course. And then Kim Carnes with Betty Davis Eyes. I'm with you all for another 38 minutes, at which point McConan comes on with his show, Mixed Cassette. And let's continue. Let's listen to some music. Oh, did I tell you that my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway? I don't know if I did. Now you know. And I'll be back in September. This is my last show for the summer. Let's listen to the MC5. Let's go there. Oh, yeah. The next song I'm going to play us is actually a cover. So they recorded it at the MC5 in, well, they released it in 69. And it is a cover of John Lee Hooker's 1967 song, Motor City is Burning. Let's hear the MC5 version. Let's take a look. Do I have this all set up? I think I do. What's wrong with me? Yeah. Here we are. Okie dokie. Let me start. Let me go back here for a sec. Well, you should see MC5. They had pretty good white afros, at least the one guy did. But let me do this. All right. Okay, we're good. So CITR is a station. And here we are. This is MC5.
Get out there in the street and check it out, check it out, check it out.
The iconic Rickshaw Theater celebrates its 9 years as a music venue in the heart of Vancouver's downtown east side. The once movie theater turned live music venue has hosted a number of legendary acts over the years, including The Sonics, Gary Numan, DOA, Buzzcocks, War on Drugs, Misfits, King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard, and many more. To celebrate its 9 years, the Rickshaw has invited Art D'Echo, Sunbathe with members from Typhoon, The Intelligence Service, and Cartoon Lizard with a liquid light show by the world-renowned Mad Alchemy. For ticket information, please check out rickshawtheater.com.
I don't believe you.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and I'm here with you all for another 21 minutes. That right there was the Thermals from their 2010 record, Personal Life. We heard I Don't Believe You. All right. Before that, we heard something from the Shins all the way back to 2001 with their big hit song there, Caring is Creepy. And a lot of you may have seen that on the Garden State soundtrack or like on the movie. Yeah. Anyways, such a great song. It's my favorite Shin song. That's from the record O Inverted World. And Metric was in there before that with Synthetica from the record of the same title. Yes. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I don't know if I told you that. I'm Anita. And let's continue listening to music. Oh, hey, let's see what's going on with the weather, though. I haven't done the weather yet. I love weather. I should have been a weather forecaster. Because, you know, fun fact, when I was in high school, I really did want to become a meteorologist. I did. I loved geography. I was hugely into it. Like, and I love, like, you know, atmospheric sciences and that kind of stuff. And I was telling people, like, I'm going to be a meteorologist. And my geography teacher was like, well, go for it. And then I never did. I don't know. What did I do? I went off to university and I partied and then, I don't know, switched majors a bunch of times. But I didn't even start off in geography. I started off, what was my first major? My first major was political studies because I was going to become a lawyer. That's what I was going to become. And then I instantly realized that I didn't really want to spend the rest of my 4 years studying, like, political science. I did want to still become a lawyer, but who cares? Anyways, I switched majors, international development. That was a fun one because and then my favorite was when I minored in business. So I was like, international development, so I can go to, like, Africa and, you know, sort of help, I don't know, bring people's lives up in developing countries with a minor in business. I don't know. I had no clue what I was doing. And then, I don't know, somewhere around that time, I switched it to geography, still obviously not knowing what I wanted to do. And fun fact is that I now teach geography. I'm a geography teacher. Go figure. But in between doing this and that, I almost became an architect. I got 3.5 years under my belt of architecture. Wow, I have lots of facets to my life. I'm just laughing. My poor parents, all that money they shelled out for university. And then, yeah, now I'm a teacher. Anyways, how did I get on that rant? Geography? Oh, meteorology. Oh, I'm giving us the weather. Oh my God. Yes. Okay, let's move on. My brain is just like, I don't know. Okay, here we go. Today is what? Wednesday, yes it is. The current temperature is 19 degrees Celsius. And tomorrow, of course, is Thursday. Ew. It says here, cloudy with showers with only a high of 17. Well, that's not good. That's not good for me. I don't think I like that. Like, it's the very end of June. Why is it, like, in the 60s, you know, Fahrenheit? My brain does both. I think both. I'm I'm bi temperatural. Anyways. It's Thursday. High of 17 and rain. Gross. Okay, Friday, it's a high of 19 and it says cloudy with showers again. And then we hit Saturday. That's when I have a baseball game. That's what I really care about. It says cloudy with showers again with a high of 19. But then Sunday, it's a high of 20 with, there's a sun icon. It says chance of a shower. It's been really cold out lately. I'm not enjoying it. I wish I didn't know the temperature. I really wish I didn't because, you know, ignorance is bliss. Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Let's hear some more music. Now, my show is technically kind of mostly a Canadian music show, so let's listen to a band out of Canada. How does that sound? That would be good. The band is Freak Heat Waves. These guys are out of Montreal. And check this out. Huh. They played the Marble Bar in Detroit. They were just on tour up until like a month and a half ago, and I've been there. It's a cool place. That's where my house is, close by. And whatever, you don't care. Freak Heat Waves. They have a new record out. It's called Beyond XXL. And we are going to hear, what song are we going to hear? We're going to hear In the Dip of the Night. That's what we're going to hear. The time is 7:44. Keep listening, because in 16 minutes, in comes McConan with his show, Mix Cassette. All right. Whoa. I've got problems. I always have problems. All right. Let's see if I try that again. There we go. Okay. This is the Montreal band Freak Heat Waves here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We'll be right back. Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Pathetic whore. You don't scare me.
All right. Sorry. Sorry about that, guys. That's the Muffs, of course, with the song Onita. And I played something else for us, not the version I wanted to hear. So let me try this again. I'm going to try to redeem myself here. Since I'm here, I guess I might as well say goodbye because I only have 5 more minutes. Okay. Let me tell you what we just listened to. We heard Linda Ronstadt doing my favorite song ever, which is Tracks of My Tears, which is recorded by none other than Smokey Robinson, probably my favorite singer ever. So Linda Ronstadt covered that in 1975 on her record Prisoner in Disguise. So amazing. Oh, okay. Before that, Freak Heat Waves out of Montreal with a song In the Dip of the Night from the record released just this year, Beyond XXXL. And the time is 7:56. I'm going to leave us with, as I mentioned, the Muffs. And come tune into my show, I don't know, in September. That's when I'll be back. I'll be in the Detroit area taking care of business and hopefully having fun. Who knows what my summer has in store for me? I don't know. Who knows? But I love the Motor City. I do. And I believe in it. And I leave soon. So, okay. It's been a slice, folks. Keep listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Emma Conan should be in any minute now. And I think I've got the correct version of the Muffs. That was pretty painful. I don't know what's wrong with me. Well, many things, but let's try this again. This is the Muffs, of course, featuring Kim Shattuck. And Ronnie Barnett on bass, and then that other guy on drums from the record Blonder and Blonder from 1995. Oh, Nina. This is Anita saying, catch you soon.
Donuts each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.